Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves with TK and Alicia Marie.
I was about to say TK's Juicy Pulls.
So funny. One day the TK's Juicy Pulls will retire like Ashley Cole XO, and it's gonna be like the saddest
day
ever.
We'll have a funeral. It'll be a full-on moment. Yeah, it'll be a full moment. We should have a party.
We should. Maybe I'll just throw a banger.
Celebration of life.
That's actually hilarious. Yeah. And I have like Instagram-y type like brands like sponsor like Sugar Bear
Hair. Yes.
Okay, I was just going to say this to you in real life, and then I was like, let's talk about it in the pod. Are you not obsessed with the Do Not Disturb feature on like the new iPhone update, how it like tells you when the other person has their Do Not Disturb on?
Yes.
I love it.
I put it on today. And I loved that it would let people know that I'm not trying to be mean or, like, I'm ignoring them.
Yes.
However, I'm just I have it on. Yeah. I don't need to explain why I have it on.
Yeah.
I just have it on.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, what's funny though is, so I did that this morning. Literally, I kid you not, because we'll get into this too. I'm trying to be off my phone, you know, a little less.
Same.
Trying to, like, you know, yeah. But then I come back and there's like 60 messages because our group chats were like going off. And I was just like, and I was like, I don't know what's better, like seeing the messages as they come in or that. But yes, I love the do not disturb. I even like how you can put focus. Like, yes. There's different modes now.
Yes. Which I haven't utilized the different modes, but I want to.
Yeah.
I was going to say though to you directly, just so you know, when our work group chats are going bananas, which it's forking so but overwhelming.
I love how you text me separate.
Yeah, I'll only text you separate if it's important.
No. And I was going to tell you.
Okay, you like
do
that
more because
okay.
I love that.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
And I texted Remy separately too because in my head I was like, they're not going to read all this because it's like way too much to catch up on. But I'll like fill them in separately.
No, amazing.
Okay, glad we got that covered. Anyway, welcome to the new year. It's 2022. How do you feel?
I feel good. I don't know. Okay. The past few years, I've really sat and put intentions for the year, and they've usually been the complete opposite how the year turns out, or it's just been a shit show in general. So this year, I wanted to be different with my resolutions and different with all of that kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I'm a very, this is the exact goal and this is the exact way I'll reach it type of person. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I operate. Like, I'm like, this is what I want and how am I going to get there? Like, I literally think that when I'm making my resolutions. And in the past year, I've literally done a lot of the things that I wanted. But I will say a lot of them were like materialistic type, money,
which
number.
Is so normal.
Yeah,
like
goals.
It's very
and
normal.
Honestly, I think those are the most fun goals because they're actually like, there's a start and a finish.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like when it's like be more kind, it's like, okay, it's
how
hard
do you
to
measure?
Track that.
Yeah,
yeah. So that being said, I am a little bit struggling, which I've never struggled with New Year's resolutions this year, because normally I'm like, I want this many like numbers by this amount of time, or I want this much money, or I want this many followers, or I want this type of car, or I want this type of apartment, or I want this type of bag, or whatever the case is. And now I'm like, whoa, I accomplished a lot more than I ever could have imagined in the past year of those things. And now I'm like refocusing my thoughts onto, I guess, more mature things.
I was gonna say, why do you think that is?
I think it's because I've accomplished a lot of things and I'm like, fork, well, like, what kind of car do I want now?
And does it feel as though...
Like, I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's me being more mature. I think I've gotten a lot of the random things that I've, like, wanted for literally my whole life.
Yeah.
Even one was, like, getting a manager, for instance.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, holy shit, now I guess, like, one would be, like, getting an agent, but I'm like, do I even need an agent?
I think a huge part of that, too, and this is me diving into your... subconscious.
Yeah, she knows.
Only because I've been there. Like, nothing hits better than, like, whenever you hit that first goal. Like, the way you felt when you bought your first car, or the way you felt when you hit that first milestone. I distinctly remember when we first met, your main goal was to get 10,000 followers.
Oh my God, that was my biggest thing.
On Instagram, so you could have the swipe up feature to promote your podcast.
Oh my God, that was the biggest deal to me. Yes.
I would bet money that you felt so on cloud nine when you hit 10K.
That was the best feeling in the world.
Versus hitting 100K.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So I feel like what's hard is when you have these goals and then you do hit them, you realize, oh.
Okay,
well, like,
and?
What now?
Yeah, I'm also like, okay, that's not good enough. I can't even celebrate the goal, like the thing I accomplished.
10K, TK.
Yeah, I know.
10K.
I know. I was the.
You
I
did
know.
That. You have
I
to
know.
Sit and realize, like...
I know.
But that's what's so crazy about this world. And it's so hard because you're always comparing and you're always like, oh, I hit 100K. Well, people have a million. Like, you have to sit and have that celebration moment for every little thing.
I think also I was getting, like, all of a sudden, I was hitting my goals. I was making great money.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can hit like some of these goals, like, you know, financial goals, like getting the car, getting a bag or stuff like that. And now, and honestly, I don't regret any of them. I'm like,
good.
Yeah, like,
good.
I love, I think it's well, money well spent. I love, everyone's like, what, you know, what did you spend too much money? I'm like, nothing. It means everything like, to me.
Maybe ordering food.
Yeah. No, like literally that. But what I will say is that I think now I realize now that I've gotten those things, I'm like, okay, let's reel it back in. Like, yes, of course, I would love a so-and-so bag or a so-and-so shoe or whatever, you know, something materialistic.
Yeah.
But I think it was getting for a second a little bit in my head, like that was giving me happiness or fulfillment success. And I think it also like stunted my creativity a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because like now I'm like, I want to literally, I just told you this. I want to make videos that is if as if I didn't have a dollar. And like, what would I make a video about?
Yeah.
Because I think I was so, and I still am, but like I was so creative when I had none of the things. And now that I have some of the things, I'm like, oh, let me just show this. And I'm like sick and tired. I don't even like watching that stuff. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm trying to, my resolutions have been a little harder to create because they're less like hit this amount of whatever. It's more like broad, which we'll talk about then.
Yeah. But that's, which going off of that, I feel like you and I are very similar. Like I know growing up, we would be bored because it's in us just to be so bored. And our parents are like, I don't know, go make something, go do something, go whatever. And then we would have to like upcycle clothes. Like we would cut our shirts. We would like, even fashion wise, there's so many times I'm like, TK, you went to fashion school. And I think a lot of people don't understand like your creativity. And I do think that when, what do you always say? Necessity.
Oh, necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes.
I love that saying. Like, I'm such a saying person.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. I love it. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like we can both really tap into our creative side more this year.
That is exactly why I want to act like I have nothing to my name.
Yeah.
No,
that's why we're
no
making vision
money.
Boards tonight.
No,
I,
yeah, no, anything, because necessity truly is the mother of invention. Me not having anything makes me create like the best thing ever. And like on a more strategic standpoint, it's more, that is way more tangible. If someone learns something from that, it's also more relatable. And like, I don't know, it connects with someone way more than me being like, my new shoes.
Oh my God, this happened to me yesterday. So I'm cleaning out our the gym and like all of our papers and stuff. This is so like nerdy, but you will get it. There was this white, I was like cleaning out all these cords. There was this white cord that I would always use with my voiceover mic.
Yes, I know it. I know the cord.
You know, it has the pink tape.
Yeah.
The reason it has the pink tape is because when I went on my first tour ever, I wanted to label all my stuff because I didn't want all these girls stealing my stuff saying it was theirs. And I'd be like, no, I know that's my cord. Right? That's my phone charger, you know? So I'm like throwing out all of these. There's so many random cords in that drawer. I'm just throwing a lot out that I'm like, there's way too much here. Like, I never use these, blah, blah, blah. Here's some we can give away. I come across the white cord. And like instantly the nostalgia comes in of like, that cord like did so many voiceovers for me. And I didn't want to get rid of it because I had a connection to it because I actually like used that. Like I used it.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't it wasn't the nicest cord ever. I ended up keeping that. I threw out so many other ones just because I genuinely was like, I have a connection to this. And when you sit and you.
And well, it also helped you make some of the best creations you've ever done.
Yes. So I think that's why. Yeah. It's like so stupid and so small.
Uh-huh.
But when you don't have your favorite shirt that you want and it's so expensive and you end up just DIYing it yourself, like there's something special there. And I think like, I don't know, that's so random.
Yeah, but it's also, I want to reiterate, like it is very easy for both of us to say like, no, the DIY thing's better than the Gucci thing that I have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like it's so easy for like me to say that or you to say that or whatever. But it is true. And it's because we have both been on the side of not having any of the things that we are lucky and blessed and worked hard for now.
Yeah. But so this year, creativity. I feel like I've also last year like really, I don't know, like was creatively burnt out, like tapped out. Like I felt like I couldn't contribute much when normally I thrive off of that.
I also feel like our brain, I'm thinking of it as a cake. Like, right? It had all these ingredients in it. And like, you know, the flour was like, which is such a key like ingredient to a cake, was like parallel for us. Like, it took mm-hmm. such a big chunk of, like, our just, like, space and, like, mental capacity of our brain. And then, like, sugar, which is another giant ingredient yeah. of a cake, was, like, pretty basic. Mm-hmm. Like, we really did a lot. We took, like, a big step with Pretty Basics this year with, like, the yeah. set.
I don't think we realized how much more work no. the studio no, would no, no, be no. at all.
Even myself with, like, my own podcast, like, that was, like, another thing of flour yeah. for me or whatever. So, yeah, I think that made, like, our, at least your main channel and our creativity with videos, which we're forking beasts at generally.
Yeah, normally.
Was, like, pushed to the curb. Yeah. And we were like, oh, let's just do this trend and whatever. We didn't have time to, like, sit and really think.
Yeah. And I think what's hard, too, is you can't ever force creativity.
No.
Like, that's why writers will go on trips and uh-huh. they have writer's block. Which we need to do. I know. Because you physically can't do that. And I think that's something I regret looking back at last year. Feeling like I could do it all, or like thinking, oh, that's good enough, instead of like really, I don't know.
I think we need to take our creativity as seriously as we take our workout
yeah.
in the day. Like, no, we have to get that hour in. Like, for us, maybe it's like an hour to just sit on like the roof and think.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I think that's something I really, really want to incorporate for both like personal and work.
Agreed.
For me, is
like, it's a non-negotiable.
Like, before I get burnout, before I get on the edge to where I can't even think of one video to do, like, what do I need to do to get me back to a place where I can? So I think that's something I'm gonna really try. It's gonna be really hard.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be really hard. All right, well, let's cut to a quick break and we will come back with our New Year's resolutions. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com. We back.
Hey, yo.
I was going to be like, guess who's back?
Oh yeah. New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
Let's do it. Okay. Do you have a word?
No.
Do we want to come up with a word? Or
yeah. But do you have one?
Yeah, I told you mine.
I know you did.
You don't remember. It's okay.
No. Fuck.
No, you know it. I know you know it if you think about it.
Yes. Charisma.
Yeah, charisma.
Charismatic.
And the reason why, I already told Alicia this, but it, one, came to me because a lot of people in my life lately have been just like randomly saying, they're like, you don't realize the power of your charisma. People have been telling me that lately. And I'm like, no. At first I was like, why? And now I'm like, I marinated.
Marinated.
I took it for a sec. I marinated. And I, so many people, it's like, you know, when you see a car and you're like, oh my God, I've seen the Aston Martin everywhere now that I know what the fork in Aston Martin is. So now I took charisma. I kept hearing it. All these people in my life started telling, saying the word to me or like saying I had it. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? And I think I do have it, but I don't use it to my advantage.
Also, most,
it's my secret sauce.
It's your secret sauce. Like when you really think about a person's strength and weaknesses, their strengths come easy to them. So they think everyone has it. They think everyone's good at that.
Yeah.
I think if we all really took a few steps back and think about your top 3 to 5 strengths, and also think of your top 3 to 5 weaknesses and see, like, I think it's important for people to sit back and realize, oh, wow, I'm actually good at X, Y, Z. And not in a conceited way, but a lot of people aren't, you know? And I'm not. You are so good with words. You're so good in a room. You're so outgoing. You can, like, network like a beast. Not only that, just, like, make people feel comfortable. Like, even when you're put in shitty situations where people are, like, treating you bad or wrong or just, like, it's L.A. You know how people can be.
The woe.
You literally look like you are unbothered. Like, you just take it. And I would have a full-on anxiety attack, and I would never want to ever see them again. Like, that's how my brain works. And to you, you're like, what do you mean? It's not a big deal. They're just being a dick, but, like, it's fine. I'm over here like, okay, I'm never, I'm gonna choose to not go to an all, paid trip just because I know they're going. Do you know what I mean?
That is a you thing to do. But that's why we work well together.
Yes.
Anyway. But, yeah, I feel like I, in the past, specifically with New Year's resolutions, fixated so much on what I was bad at, and I was like, let me fix this, let me fix my consistency on YouTube, let me fix my gym habits, let me fix my eating habits, or whatever, you know, all the random things we do for New Year's resolutions. But this year I was like, okay, what can I take that I'm good at and make forking fantastic?
No, I feel that.
What can I make it, you know, like, I want to be the best person in the world at this versus being like a little bit good at all these things.
That's something else I feel like I've done wrong, where especially resolutions, there's always the 5 basic ones, like I want to make more money, I want to work out more, I want to, like, da 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 da, and
journal.
I think that's why a lot of people quote fail their resolutions, because they're just like these vague ones that they don't really want,
and it's stuff everyone's bad at.
Yeah,
it's like we're all bad at going to the gym every day.
Yeah.
It's,
oh, like, my God,
that's
totally
unrealistic.
It is. I just feel as though in the past, some of my resolutions, my approach to my resolutions was this. I'd be like, okay, I hit 1 million on YouTube. That's good. That feels like it's going well. I want to have, like, an accessories line. Let's go do that. Like, I would look at what I didn't have to add more to my plate.
Same.
Yes.
Same.
Instead of thinking, wow, I hit 1 million subscribers and I want to make this better because there's something that that's my passion. Or thinking, yeah, I'm good at this, but, like, what would take me to the next level? What would make me great? And in the past, I've done, oh, well, a lot of YouTubers have a book. Maybe I should have a book. Boom.
Yeah.
Like, that's a resolution. I want to have a book. When it's like, do I actually want a book?
Yeah.
Maybe now more than then. But, like, back then, especially, I was just like, I'm just trying to fill the freaking table with random stuff.
Uh-huh. Like, accolades.
And no doubt you're going to fail.
Yeah.
Like, really take time to reflect and think of, what do you want? You know?
And what's crazy is that once you hone in on what you're an expert at, it really even more shows what you're horrible at. And it makes you be able to realize, okay, I'm bad at this. That's exactly what I'm going to hire out.
Yeah. So this just popped into my head.
And it, like, is so great.
Have you come across a lot of people in your life who call themselves, like, a jack of all trades? Like, they're, like, good at okay at everything, but, like, don't excel at one thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, what advice would you have for someone like that? Because literally that just popped into my head right now, because I feel like I can only understand that struggle so much of, like, holy shit, I'm okay at this, but, like, finding your passion, and that's hard. Like, it's hard to say, that's my passion, that's not. So obviously, like, trying different things is important to figure that out.
I think mainly deciding, okay, let's say there's 10 things you're pretty good at. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, well, what are the top two that you're the best at out of all
those
things?
And, like, what brings you joy?
Yeah, and what do you like the most? Yeah. Like, maybe that's the secret sauce, is knowing, like, okay, which one of out of these 10 things, one brings me the most joy, but I'm also good at. Like, that's your moneymaker right there.
Yes, which that also just reminded me, growing up, like, in a super musical family, I just assumed I'd be in a band and be a rock star one day. And I just remember realizing that, oh, just because I'm good at music, I'm decent at music, I'm not amazing, but, like, it's okay to just let that be a hobby. Like,
yeah.
If you love Period. Something, it doesn't have to be your career.
Yeah.
Like, it can just be that hobby thing. Like, if you love painting, mm-hmm. you know, I know a lot of creatives who they purposely want their passion to be a hobby so yeah. they don't fall out of love with it. And I think that's something else, too, to, like, think of. I don't know where I got that from, but.
No, that's very true.
Yeah.
I think that is super true. And I think that we do need to focus more on our strengths.
Yeah.
And, you know, just I'm like. Prime example for me, I would say I'm a pretty damn good editor.
Yeah.
Like, I can edit a great movie, mm-hmm. right? And I've learned all the things. And I would say you're a fantastic editor, but better than me. Fantastic editor. And we're probably...
necessity is the mother of invention.
But the problem is that even though we're probably... I would say, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. We're probably two of the best female editors in the YouTube world,
oh
right?
Oh, my. Taylor, mother, forking
I mean,
king.
I put myself in there, so like.
No, I'd agree. No,
right?
I think we can be, and I think that's something that we struggle with because we're like, well, I can do this. I'm great at it, but then.
Right? But like, honestly, I mean, here's the thing. When I'm in the mood to edit, I'm a beast.
When there's nothing like when you want to edit.
It also is my biggest weakness because yep. I will fixate on things. It'll take me forever. And it makes me, then I'll fixate on like myself when yeah. I'm in the edit. And like, it is for my own channel and my own personal brand. The best thing I've ever done for myself was hire yeah. my editor, Julia.
Yeah.
Truly. And even though I'm fully capable of that, and I think we take pride in like, oh, I edited
we do.
This.
And
I'm
I know
like
a lot of people
techie
listening
girl.
Also like,
you know, I'm like a nerdy techie girl. I can do it all, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. I don't hire.
Totally.
No, I'm happy to give that off now because it makes me so much of a better creator.
I was going to say it makes you focus on your creativity and actually being a creative.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people listening are in the same exact position, and it's hard to hear. It's hard to admit to yourself, but it's an ego thing. Like,
it is.
The amount of times looking back now that I can see my ego was just in the way of me priding myself on, well, I still edit when no one else does. Well, I learned how to, like, blah, 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 all the, blah, blah. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
No one gives a shit, literally.
No, literally. So there's so many perfectionists, and I just remember I was in an acting class, and the acting coach was amazing, Howard Fine. He's so amazing if you ever need acting
classes
in LA. I
want to take an acting class.
We should do an improv class. It's one of the things that it scares me so much, but I know I need to do it.
Oh, I would love that shit.
But he said... he's never met a good perfectionist because they're all so adequate because they never do anything. And I basically was just like, cool. Yeah. So he was like, you should never, ever describe yourself as a perfectionist because all it means is that
you never get anything done.
You never get anything done. He's never met a perfectionist who's actually good at anything. And I have since then tried to remove that word from my vocabulary because it's so true. I would rather be a creator.
I've never heard you say that.
I would rather be a creative who makes a painting that's not that good, but at least I tried. At
yeah.
least I used my talent instead of...
No, but at least you did it.
At least I did it. And that is something that's so hard for talented people and creatives to hear because you're so scared of failing. You're so scared of it being bad. That's why for us with editing, we love it so much because we find any little thing that could not make it perfect. But that's our biggest weakness because then we spend days and days editing something when it doesn't
yes.
matter at all.
Yes.
At all.
That is what you just said is the exact same way I take the saying that I heard from the Skinny Confidential podcast, which was launch now, adjust later.
Yes.
And it's essentially saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's never going to be perfect.
Yep.
Just launch now and deal with the little details that you're trying to fixate on right now later.
And the best, like, most talented people I've met in my life are the people who when something does come up or there is an issue, they just adjust and move on.
Yeah.
They don't get so focused on it. And the perfectionist self would normally be like, oh my God, this isn't perfect. We can't do it. Oh my God, do we have to cancel the photo shoot and blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, figure it out.
Yeah.
Like that takes you to the next level. So I still, it slips out every now and then. I try so hard to not say perfectionist.
Wow. I need to remind myself that way more. And I'm, you know, what's crazy is like the biggest, most successful companies in the world, like let's just say Apple, let's say they're working on a commercial. You'd think they would, the commercial that they put out is perfect in their eyes. It's not.
It's not. Oh, it's not. It's not. It's not. Oh,
and it's good to remember that.
Yeah.
Like
it's never
Marvel, the last Avengers or Spider-Man that they just put out. It's not perfect in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But to us it is. But to them it isn't. Which that's okay.
Yep.
At least they got it out.
Yep.
Right? Thank God they got it out because now they're making so much money.
Which we should go see the new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I would watch it again. It's that good.
Oh, period. Okay. I'm down. Anyway, what's your word?
My word.
Mine's charisma.
Yours is charisma. I think a lot of my reflecting that I've done for this year is a lot of personal stuff. And I feel like this just popped into my head, which won't make sense, but like being still, like being quiet to actually be with myself and focus on myself and take care of myself instead of feeling like my schedule is
running
me and I'm just like a hot mess running around feeling productive and fake busy.
Uh-huh.
And I hate that and I don't want that. So I think even in social settings, like being still and like not overthinking what I'm saying or what people think or just like just reeling it in, Alicia. Like that's I feel like that's what I mean by like still / quiet. So maybe one of those.
I think also the way you, I think that's really good for you. I also think that like, you know how the other day we went to a football game and then we like went to a restaurant and then we went to another thing and like it was so spur of the moment.
I love that shit.
Like, you are also like love a plan. And
but,
I think that was so good for you.
Yes. And it's
like you not knowing what was going to happen because then you're not a ball of anxiety about what might happen. You're just like,
yeah,
this is just happening. I'm living in the present
moment. Think of some of my favorite times in my life.
And you were thriving.
There are always times like that where it's just like spur. That's why I always love like spontaneous things.
Even us in Indiana dancing in the rain.
Yes,
like you love that.
That was literally like the highlight of 2021 for me. I kid you not. And I felt like I didn't have a good enough video to represent how I felt. But I remember in that moment, I was like, I don't want to be on my phone. I'm just going to sit here and have a moment.
Uh-huh.
And like, I don't know. I'm like beaming right now. But yeah,
that whole trip, you just didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah. And I.
And you enjoyed it.
I think. I thoroughly enjoyed that. So I definitely want more of that. Yeah, I don't know exactly. Like, it's not just spontaneous, like, do random shit. But when I don't know.
I think a good happy medium for you would maybe be, because you are
work
planner.
Work hard, play hard.
So, well, yeah. But I was going to say, maybe you need to plan to have 2 days to not have a plan.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Honestly, that's something that for years, ever since I started YouTube and everything, Ashley and my mom have been like, you need a day off. And I know that sounds so crazy, but anyone who is an entrepreneur understands. It doesn't even matter if you're freelance. It doesn't matter what you do. You understand the feeling of, well, I could be getting this done, or I could get ahead. Oh my God, I'm finally ahead. Why don't I get twice ahead? Like, it's a nonstop battle.
24/7.
24/7. And I think I'm finally to the point, I've known for a long time how important having time off is. I think I'm finally to the point where I am actually going to put in the work to do it because I see how actually important it is.
Yes.
You know, like not just saying it, like actually doing the hard, that's this year for me, doing the hard work that I know is going to benefit me. And not just the easy, like, oh my God, I don't know. I think that's why my resolutions are weird this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know me, we had like a big talk because I was like, I need a day off.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and it's also like, for why do we do this to ourselves? Like, for what? For what?
No, I don't know.
So, one of my work resolutions is to not sprint.
Oh.
Yes.
Love that. Go for a jog.
Go for a nice jog.
Power walk.
A little power walk, you know? And my reasoning behind that was, speaking of Parallel, Ashley and I launched Parallel Apparel. That was a huge time, energy, money sucker last year. I do not regret it saying that. I love it. Go shop it. We're planning new jobs.
I'm wearing it, by the way.
Oh my God, hot.
It's the best top. I got mine recently, so I'm like, Alicia, don't forking wear the parallel
top. I have your white jacket at my house if you've been looking for it.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to wear it today, and then I was like, oh, that's not mine. And then I was like,
thank God. Okay.
Sorry, I interrupted. However, and obviously you don't want to just measure stuff off of monetarily, like values or anything like that, but I was kind of reflecting 2021 with like finances and all that stuff and looking over it, and I was very happy with what I saw.
Uh-huh.
It was one of my most like successful years ever. However,
well, it was, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. Let's give credit where it's due.
Thanks.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Most successful year monetary wise?
Yes. I think I made the most money I ever made last year.
Period. Okay. I'm glad you said that.
I needed to say it more bluntly.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, what the fork does that mean? She made the most forking money she's ever made in her entire life in a year, right?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
We're just going to roll right past it.
You boss ass bitch.
But looking at everything.
Me too, by the way.
Fuck you, bitch.
Okay, continue.
But looking at everything, the energy. What?
Fuck yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, yes. No, but looking at how much time, the output, like the energy output that I gave for 21, yeah. I felt like that number should have been tripled.
And
it made me realize, okay, we need to adjust.
Yeah.
Because to me, I was sprinting all of last year. I had no personal life. I've always said on Pretty Basic or with friends that I feel like my memory's gotten really bad this year. Uh-huh. And I know it's because of the overstimulation of everything.
Uh-huh.
And what's the point of living to forget your whole year?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
Even if you're making the most money, like what actually, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's a good realization.
It was a good realization, and it made me realize I would rather jog and make a third, a fourth, a tenth of what I made and feel like I have a life and feel like I don't want to say in control of my life because that's not fully good. My therapist would say, don't say that. but just enjoying the little things, like taking the time off to freaking play paddleboard in your apartment on a random night and just be silly, silly, goofy, and whatever.
I've been trying to get Alicia to play tennis with me for probably 2 years.
I said I could today, and I know.
No, we're going to today.
We are?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you booked it.
No, I brought my racket.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. See, spontaneousness. It's amazing. I love it. I live. But, yeah, no, I in my head, what's the point of sprinting to it not really make that big of a, like, what's the point? What's the point?
Yeah.
I don't know. And that's just personally for me where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
I do think there are certain people who I'd be like, hey, let me pick up the speed a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? You can do it, baby.
Put down the gas.
But, no, like, I feel like your pod is specifically – like people who get the business, who get the like they're the people I am preaching to. Just think of what's really worth it in the end. I don't know. Like I had the best Christmas ever and I was just with my family. And even though I vlogged a little bit, I like took time to not do that. You know, like, I don't know.
I think also though, it's funny when you have that realization because I think if you were to jog this, when you jog this next year, I think you'll be surprised by like, you'll probably make even more money. No, it's like, that's how those things work.
Yes. So that's my whole thinking. And I know that's true. It's not even, oh, I wonder if that'll be true. Like, no, I know if I will be so much more efficient with my energy and my time and my money. If I take time off, if I actually take time to figure out who is Alicia, who's Alicia without YouTube, who's Alicia without podcasts, who's like, what do I like doing? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, and hobbies. So obviously hobbies are also a resolution because everyone asks me, what do you like to do for fun? And it's so embarrassing when all you can say is work. Like, it's embarrassing. No one should no one should pride themselves being like, oh, I have no life because I just work all the time, which that used to be me. So I'm talking my dumb bitchitis back then.
It's not embarrassing.
No, it is.
I don't think it is.
I do.
Maybe I'm still in that, whatever.
Because it's, I don't know. I don't
think it's embarrassing. I just think it's like, I don't think embarrassing is the right word.
True. It makes me.
I think it's unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't think it's embarrassing. Like, I think it's unfortunate.
Yeah. I don't know. And even Beyonce needs a day off, you know? That's my sentence this year. Even Beyonce has a day off.
So what hobbies do you want to take up?
I've, like I mentioned, I've always loved music. So I brought We have a keyboard that my parents brought over, and I put it up in my room, and I've been like playing on it, and I just like want to learn random songs, not to be good, but like just to, I don't know. I think that's why I love snowboarding so much, because it takes your full attention.
Uh-huh.
So any type of hobby like that, like tennis, I'm going to thrive. I'm going to
love. I know. That's what I said. I was like, please come. You'll be off your phone. Like, no, literally, yes, that's what I said.
You're off your phone. And, like, you mentally have to, like anything with technique. That's why I also love training at the gym, because uh-huh. you have to focus fully. And it kind of makes you just forget the world for a little bit.
Yeah.
So any hobby like that, to be honest. But tennis and music.
Golf.
Golf.
No.
I'm kidding.
But I'm saying that's another thing that yes. takes your mind off yes. of. You're full, yeah. you know.
Let's go whatever. Hit some balls.
Mine is definitely, one of my personal ones is to be more active. Mm-hmm. So that means more being outside more, going for more long walks. I feel like I stay cooped up yeah. in my apartment, even the complex.
Even my
if I go
house.
To the gym. Yeah, even your house.
No,
yeah.
that's...
Even my car. Like, I want to be... out. I want to go on more hikes. I want to play more tennis. I want to play more golf. I want to even play more ping pong.
Yeah.
Or I have another one. Oh, even go to the beach more. Like, I genuinely love going to the beach.
Okay, don't tell Ashley, but same.
Okay. This is news to me, but like, I kind of get it.
I do. I just have to. It's why my sister thinks I hate going to the beach. She's
yeah,
like,
I thought you hate.
No, I love the beach, but I only like it when I feel like I can fully enjoy it.
Yeah.
And most of the time in my head, I'm thinking I should be editing. It's going to take an hour to get there. And then yeah. I'm just going to lay, and then it's going to be hot. Like, and I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. So even like I was like, I live in Mother Forking.
Should we go watch the sunset tonight? Should we go for a joyride tonight?
I'm down. We should go to Malibu.
I'm down. See, this is more. This is what we need. This
yeah,
is truly.
We should go to dinner in Malibu.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. So I grew up literally landlocked my whole life. And all I wanted was like mountains or beach or something. And I'm like, I literally have that. And I don't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
There's a time where I first moved here and I would like literally drive to the beach to go on runs. Like I would drive and park in Santa Monica and then I would like go and run or walk. I want to do that more.
Yeah.
I want to take advantage of like the beach. It just makes me happy. It brings me peace.
I think
even skiing, same yes. thing. Like yes. I want to take advantage of that. So yeah.
I think our biggest downfall with that is we need to not let time have a hold of us. Like think when you were younger and you had yeah. My favorite thing about being a kid is not having any idea of what time is.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it makes car rides long. However, when you're at Disneyland, it feels like you're there for a week.
Yeah.
Like, you're not like, oh my God, it's only 2:00. We only have 6 hours left.
Yeah.
You're just living so presently in the moment. And I think that's something that we really struggle with, that we're
totally.
Going to get better at.
We are.
If you want to get better, you got to get better.
If you think you're beaten, you are. My other one is, this is going to be a really good one for me.
Ooh.
Is I want to have zero FOMO.
Oh, I'll teach you. It's great. It's great.
Like, I have serious issues with FOMO.
You do. I've never met someone like you until I met you.
Really?
Yeah. Explain it to them because they don't understand.
I think a lot of people do understand, actually.
No,
most people do.
I don't think they know you're like that as much.
Oh, I cannot be satisfied with anywhere that I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, like... For instance, let's say I plan to go to a big event, mm-hmm. right? And it's like a crypto event or something mm-hmm. that we're going to go to. I go there and I go to the event and the whole time I'm thinking, I should be at home editing because this isn't that fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I were at home editing, I would be thinking, gosh, I should have just gone out. It looks so fun.
Yeah.
And I literally can't be happy with either decision.
Yeah.
So I just want to have no FOMO at
yeah.
all. I just want to be happy with the decision and like decisive as fuck.
And what's crazy is I feel like a lot of people, I get FOMO, you know, a lot of people get FOMO, fear of missing out. And then there's Taylor King who like, I don't think I realized until maybe halfway through last year
yeah.
how much you were like, no, either way. Either way, it's a lose-lose for you.
Yeah.
No, either way, like, you're literally. Disappointed.
Yeah. Unless it's a forking blast.
Which every time you go out can't be a forking blast.
No.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
Which we're going to work on that.
Yeah.
I will say something that's helped me with that is, I mean, obviously everyone knows what you, like, see on social media is not as real. Go buy my merch. restock soon.
Nothing is as perfect as seen on social media.
However, I've really this like the past 6 months, I've really been loving privacy, and I've never been like, I'm a reserved person, but I've never really been a private person.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
And lately, like, it's kind of fun when you're like, whoa, no one knows I had the best night.
This is a new realization for me as well.
Yeah. And there's something special about it. So I think I don't really, when I see people posting so much, I'm like, oh, they're so bored. They're posting so much versus like dancing in the rain in Indiana. Like, I was so happy. I didn't even want to be on my phone.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, having, I don't know.
I will say I've gotten pretty damn good at that in the sense that I hardly ever post in real time.
Yeah.
I always take a shit ton of content when I'm there.
One time TK was back.
And then the next day. What?
One time TK was back home. This is a fucking funny story.
I don't think I've ever said this.
One time TK went back home and...
No, she, I went to Nashville.
Oh, you went to Nashville. She didn't post on her stories. And TK always posts on her story. Like, she's always posting... I'm not kidding. The amount of friends that I talked to, we all thought TK like took us off her close friends so we wouldn't see her.
Because I went to Nashville and I was partying. So I was going to like post on my close friends.
No, I didn't see one story. For like 24 hours, there was nothing on your little circle. And I was like, she didn't take us off.
No, they all were texting each other like trying to start shit. They're all they're all like, did she take us off her close friends?
No, it started like this. Is TK okay? And I was like, you're right. She hasn't posted on her story. Like, I wonder if she got there safe. And then someone was like, wait, maybe she just took us off her close friends.
It's so funny because like...
And then I was like, no. She would never take me off her close friends. But then I was like, I mean, I would support that though if she wanted to. Like, I am her boss. Like, we all need a little separation. Like,
maybe she doesn't want to see me.
And then I was like, no, I really don't think she did. And then literally I'm like, TK, are you okay? And she's like, what is going on? Why is everyone thinking I'm dead?
No, literally Ollie and Remy were having that conversation about me and like being taken off the close friends. And they're like so butthurt about it, which honestly, I'm so honored that people even gave a shit about where I was.
You were the talk of the town.
And then meanwhile, like Ashley, Taryn and Alicia are like, yeah, I think she took us off her close friends. And Alicia's like, no, she would
I was
never.
Like, I really don't think she would. But I like support it. No drama. Like, I support it if you wanted to.
And then
you post like literally 30 stories in a row. And you're like, no, I'm just having fun. I was like, wow, I love that.
No, that's when I got to like the airport and I was waiting. Yeah. And I was like, all right, time to go through.
Yes.
I don't know if people realize this. I do this unintentionally, but now I do it intentionally. Is I will take all the photos in the spur of the moment. Because I know, I also am like, ooh, what if I get a better one, like a better story moment later, whatever. Yeah. I just take them all in my normal camera roll.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the night or the next day when I'm like in bed or I'm like, you know, I have that time. And I actually enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
I try and make it a story of my day on my story.
I love that.
And I try and think of like clever captions or like funny shit.
But I think that's a good example of what we're saying about like having fun, living in the moment, and then you can still get your content or whatever you want to do and then just not be obsessed about it in the moment.
Totally. I also think like now, I don't know, after we've been to like a few hotels where we like post and then people show up or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's just safety. I think now knowing like safety wise, like it's kind of good not to post in real time.
Yeah.
Like ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes me have a sense of peace. Like I have control of the
privacy.
Narrative. And
privacy.
Yeah.
Wow. Full circle.
Okay. Do you have another?
I have another one. I mentioned this to you the other day and it's something you're also going to love, but not waiting for people to do shit for me / not waiting for permission.
Thank the fucking Lord. I've been giving you permission.
Yes.
I've been giving you.
And
I think one of your words needs to be like aggressive.
See, but.
I know you're not, but like. But you are a boss, so it's just...
Maybe I need a word for personal, Alicia, and then business, Alicia. Because I do agree with that in certain aspects, but...
I'm always the one that's giving Alicia permission. Like, no, you need to tell that person to F off. Or like, no, you need to tell that person they didn't do their job right. Or no, you need to tell that person you deserve this.
I fully need.
Or no, you need to tell that person, why aren't you giving me the time of day? Like, actually.
And I think a lot of...
Because I'm like, she doesn't know who the fork she is. I'm like, I have to remind her a lot, which I'm happy to do that because I'm good at that, reminding people who the fork you are. But you need to give yourself permission, yes. That is so good for you. Oh my God.
Yes. I see, that's why we're... really good together. And I don't think people see that side of our personality yet, because obviously I'm not going to vlog when I'm like, no, I can't DM them. And you're like, no, just do it. Like, I think that's something where people, like, I trust you. Mm-hmm. So I know you would never steer me wrong being like, just DM them, when I know,
when, like, it's, when it's actually like a stupid thing to do.
Yes. Yeah. Or, you know, invite this person when I'm like, no, you know, and there's still times where you'll say stuff and I'm like, no, hard no.
I know.
Hard
no. She'll be like, absolutely not. Don't even bring it up
again.
Yes,
yes. But I love that, because that's but you
pushing.
But the
way you're aggressive with that no, yeah. You need to be aggressive and with every other aspect.
Yeah. And you, yeah.
And
yeah.
I know that's a hard no.
Yeah. And, but you, yeah, we balance each other that well.
Because she'll be like, I've been wanting this article written about me for a long time. Mm-hmm. Or, I've been wanting this deal for a long time. Or whatever. I'm thinking of random shit. Yeah. I've been wanting this type of dude to date for a long time. And I'm like, well, why the fork have you not gotten on them? You know? Why haven't you
kicked DM'd them in the pants?
Haven't we taken any action there? So I agree. That is such a good one for you.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
No,
I'll hold you accountable.
Please. Please do. And I think, do you have another one?
Yeah, I have a little, like, a few dinky ones, like, random. One is, I want to go to the Super Bowl. Like, I'm manifesting it.
You're going to be there.
That's my New Year's resolution.
Yeah. No, so, but, like, anyone has any connects?
A dad, a brother, a brand.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah. No, here's the thing. I'll use the sugar daddy for the game, and then you can have the sugar daddy the rest of the night, like, he can get you a purse.
Yeah.
I don't care about the purse. I just want the ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. If I get a ticket, I would give it to you. Like, I'm being dead serious. Like, to me, I'm like,
no, get a ticket for both of us.
See, but if I get one ticket, I will be like, I'm going, and then you would just take the photo for me. I'd post it on my story, and then no one would ever know, except for the people listening right now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm dead. So yeah, I definitely want to do that. I want to have more guy friends in LA, because I have so many back home, and I want more like here to just, like, I don't know. I like having guy friends. I have so many girlfriends here, and I feel like it's something I need. I also think that this is my TK's athlete era.
I didn't tell you this.
What?
So I text Brad, my trainer.
Uh-huh. Oh God. What did you say?
No. Well, he texted me when we were out the other day, and I replied, and I was like, look, I'm going to be so honest.
No, I know you were drunk.
I'm so drunk right now. That. I know. Okay. I'm not, just stop. Taylor King.
I'm scared.
Let me say the story.
Okay.
And then I send a photo of us, and he was like, haha, have so much fun, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And he reacted to the photo, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I literally just sent, we need to get TK an athlete. That's it. That's all I said. I'm seeing him tomorrow, so I will come updated with a roster.
Period. Yeah, no, I think it's like, it's athlete era for 2022 for TK.
No, it already is.
It already is, yeah.
Like, we're not going to wait for shit to happen. We're not going to wait for permission.
Exactly.
Wag in training? No, no,
a
wag.
I feel it. Yeah,
I do too.
I know. I feel it. I was like, I have the extensions.
Yeah. Well, they need fixed. But
it's training fixed.
And training. And training.
Yeah. I have a nail girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm ready. And my few other, like, dinky ones are...
no, not dinky.
Yeah.
You wrote it down for a reason.
I want to talk less shit. Like, I feel like when there's nothing to talk about, I'm like, oh my God, did you see that Tristan Thompson's a dick? Which, like, he is.
You to the podcast.
But, like, that's so unnecessary. And I think it clouds my own brain more than it does anything.
I think, you know, the biggest thing with that is it's so easy. Like, even if someone who you trust is venting to you about someone, like, I do think it's very important to, even if you're going to say, like, hey, they did this that made me upset, like, to still see their strengths as a person. Like, everyone has shit, you know?
Uh-huh.
Or if a friend is talking shit, I want to be more comfortable being like, hey, like, let's not.
Or just steering the conversation. I think there's a big difference, though, between realizing someone venting about a serious issue they're having versus, like, random, stupid, like, what is she wearing? Like, I think I'm talking about even in my head, the thoughts I have to my head. Like, sometimes I'll be, like, scrolling on Instagram and I'm like, oh, that wasn't a cute outfit. And I'm like, okay, let's just rearrange my thought, process a little bit. Like, let's just keep scrolling. Or, you know, I don't know. I think I've been realizing Not that I'm like a big shit.
Oh no. Sometimes I'm a bitch in my head. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, Alicia, who hurt you?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I think now I'm realizing, I'm like, instead of being like, oh, that was not cute, or oh, that was weird, I'm like starting to think to my head, all right, like, what am I insecure about that that bothered me about that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I totally agree.
Like, yeah, which comes with like, I don't know, a lot deeper stuff, like, you know, being more confident and whatever, and dealing with all those things. But yeah, I just want to finish the rest of mine that I wrote down. The athlete era, more guy friends. Oh, this is a big one, personal one. I want to, air quote, have a guy for everything.
Oh,
so
yes.
So I want to have a like restaurant hookup at all my favorite restaurant hookups. I want to have a club hookup at all my favorite club
hookups. And not a hookup to hook up with, but like a person who works there who's like, oh, TK, you're calling? Yeah, clear a table.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
Yes. I want someone who's like on the ski mountains that is my, like, I want a ski boot recommendation hookup. I want a plumber hookup.
It's because you're so good at networking.
Yes.
And I want to use that to my advantage. You haven't tapped into it. Like, see, that's something that I'm like, oh, yeah, I'd like that, but I don't even want to put in the work to get that.
My one main thing that I know I'm good at is I'm really good at connecting our influencer people with people like me to like work together. I know I've got that down.
Unlock.
But I want to have like glam people. I want to have an eyelash person. Yeah. I want to
like
have
multiple.
Yes.
And then when a friend comes to you and is like, hey,
I can give them options.
Yes. You can be like, oh, I got you. And like genuinely, you want to take care of people and say, hey, oh, yeah, I got you. What restaurant?
Like, I think I realized that, especially when I was planning my birthday, which was like the best day of my life this year.
Same. That was second after Indiana.
Yeah, honestly, same. So I basically like took advantage of the influencer life, and I was like, we are getting shit comped.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm finding a hookup for, you know, a dinner, club, bus, club, another club. No sleep. I was like, we aren't paying. I was like, I am making this. I'm like taking advantage of this. I've worked my ass off. I'm taking advantage of this. So literally 2 months in advance, I was like planning, contacting, reaching out, because I didn't really know that many people like in the club space.
Also, you have to plan and do it way ahead.
Way ahead. And people think that we get to like, which sometimes it does, but
we want it to be last minute, but realistically,
you have to plan ahead. And I did. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, figured out like, or even how to get things discounted, or, you know, work. I mainly just wanted the contacts. I wanted someone to be like, here's the email.
And I want to go full circle with this. I think that even goes back to the last thing you just said, because the only reason why you would have a good connection in those situations is if they're like, oh, she's a dope person. She doesn't talk shit on people.
Yes.
She like, yes, I want reliable. I want to help you.
Yeah, reliable, will show up.
Yes.
You know, they're going to bring good people.
So many, so much like smaller influencer, or even,
you know,
just,
she'll actually post.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Yes,
I want
to
be, I want to have like my reliable hookups, and they trust me, and I can trust them. And I also want to be able to perform for them. Like, you know, if they give me
tickets.
If they give me a last minute reservation, I'm going to post.
Yeah.
And I want them to know.
Even though,
heck,
should they technically pay for that? Yes. Yeah. However.
I want it to be good relationship in all different aspects.
And that's the number one thing that so many of these people who move to LA to like make it or be famous on social media or whatever, they like so easily think, oh, I have to have an ego. Like, that's part of it. Like, oh, you should pay me. I'm not going to come. And then they're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think that's something that it goes a lot for, and I do believe that there's something to knowing your worth and saying no to things when it's not like right, or it's not the right, you know, brand deal amount or whatever. But if there are times like that where you're like, no, I'll help you out, you help me out, and then the next time where a brand has extra tickets to something and they say you're allowed to invite any influencer, and they say Taylor King,
yes,
there's a reason, and I think that's something you should take pride in.
Yeah, and I think that it's a strength that I haven't utilized.
Yeah. So. And again, finding that balance of still knowing your worth, because that's something I'll be on you for if you're just like posting, you know, your groceries for free every day.
No, literally, she's always like, why are you tagging them in everything or whatever? Yeah, you're good with that. But I'd rather be too much.
Yes,
like, yeah,
I agree. I agree.
And then I guess my last main thing is it's work. I want to do way more concept videos on my channel. And I don't know, I want to do way more concept videos on my channel, but I think I am a fly by the seat of my pants person. This last year, I was so fly by the seat which was good because I did get shit up. Like, mm-hmm. I got my videos up. I got, you know, I just was throwing shit on the internet, which I needed to have a year to do. And I will say,
I think your word last year was consistent.
Yeah.
So, and you did that.
Yeah.
And now you're looking back and reflecting and adjusting.
Yes.
So maybe
exactly
every single week isn't what you want anymore. Uh-huh. Like, you can change. You know?
I think it's now every single week, but just take 10 minutes to figure out the title and thumbnail before you film it, because that's going to make it perform 10 times
also,
better.
Also, you can tell the story so much better.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think just like taking those extra 10, 20, 30 minutes to really plan out what the video is going to be.
That's why I've always liked taking time editing videos because, for instance, I just thought of the one where I bought a new car. That one I filmed over the course of like a week. And I remember being like, while I was editing, I was thinking it would be hilarious if we cut to a scene of us giving a funeral to my old car, Henry.
Yeah.
And it's like the roomies were wearing all black. Like, that'd be so funny.
Uh-huh.
But I had the time to do that because I was like, okay, cool, let's do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Versus thinking, well, I already filmed it and I need to get it up today. Like, the creativity will come when you like give yourself those like pockets.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to just be more intentional
with
the content I'm creating. And it allows me to be more relaxed when I'm not creating it because I feel like since I was flying by the seat of my pants, anytime I got the opportunity to film something, I was like, oh my God, like, let me get it just in case. Whereas now I'm like, I won't even use that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be just more intentional. And then I had one more thing. Oh, it's just to be, instead of this year of being like, this year at the gym, I want to be more, I want to get more strong and just, I have more like, I guess, goals within the gym, like run this far or like, I don't know. I want to be more toned.
Yeah.
And instead of being like skinty.
Yeah.
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 I just want to be more toned, fit.
You just want to feel good. You want to feel strong. You want to feel.
And I want to look toned.
Yeah. You're like, no, I do want to look toned too.
I know.
No. Yeah. You, I mean, yeah.
People are they're such bullshitters. They're like, oh my God, I just want to feel great. I'm like, no, you want to look great too.
No, I, me, yeah. me, I journaled. I was like, I just want to feel great. No. No, I will say there is a difference though.
I want to look toned. I want to look strong.
Yes. And that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. But yeah.
There's nothing wrong with saying that. People also say they're like, I think it's such the biggest misconception when people are like, I don't care what he does. Like, I just want him to be passionate. I'm like, no, you literally care about how much money he makes. Just say it.
I think people care, but then once they meet someone, they're like, oh, I thought I cared about that. And now I don't. Like, I've had so many friends get married and they're like, he's not my type. Like, I literally was like, ew, I would never date him.
Yeah.
And then they end up, like, whatever.
Or vice versa. They're, like, 4 years deep, and they're like, he's still a lazy piece of shit.
Yeah, which I've had a lot of friends with.
Yeah. So I'm like, just say you want someone to... It makes sense when you say it, because dating is such... I think the most important thing when it comes to dating, truthfully, is your level of attractiveness, like, literally physically. Like, I think... sex and like your level of attractiveness
chemistry
and I think, do you have similar lifestyle goals?
What
do you like to do for fun? Is it traveling? Do you like to go to Sugarfish over whatever? Do you like to where do you like to go out? Where do you like to shop? Where do you like to spend go grocery shopping? Like, those things, little things kind of matter, because that is the lifestyle choices you will be making together and ultimately how you'll raise your children.
I
think it's important to look at stuff like that instead of being like, well, I just want someone that's passionate. No shit. We all want someone that's passionate.
Yeah. I was reading or I saw something about relationships, and it was saying basically that it was like, you know, it's easy to like feel like you're in love with someone or like feelings aren't everything. Mm-hmm. And you have to sit and talk with your partner and say, hey, like if our kid was to come out as gay, how would you handle that?
Yeah.
If our son wanted to transition, how would you... Like, talk about the, like, deeper things.
Uh-huh.
And...
Or if this happened to us, how would we handle that?
If we lost our job and had to go live in a trailer, for instance. Yeah. You know, if we both got bankrupt. Like, whatever the case is, you know, or if whatever. If like,
even, let's like... It sucks because you wouldn't want to have this conversation, but deep down, you probably need to think, like, if so-and-so was to cheat or if we were to get a divorce or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Ever since my parents have gotten divorced, I think way more realistically like that, because I feel like their whole marriage was like shoving little things under the rug.
Yeah.
And actually, it's the little things that matter.
Yeah.
And keep you together.
Yeah. And yeah. But yes, when it comes to relationships, I think a lot of people I don't know. I just, marriage is not the end goal. And that's something that I feel like a lot of people are just like, oh my God, yeah, we're going to get married, or like, oh, da, 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 da. And that's just not, that's, no. That's, there's so much more. It's so much hard work. And I think that's why both of us don't date that much, because we realize that. And it's like,
yeah. Fuck. I think, like, even seeing my parents after they got divorced, like, me realizing what my mom actually loves doing and what my dad actually loves doing. And of course, you're always going to have something like, oh, you know, you like this more than me, or vice versa. Yeah. But I think it's good. Like, if you both like sports, that's probably going to be a more successful relationship than someone that forking hates sports, yeah, and someone that is obsessed, yeah, with their life, or, you know, vice versa.
It's basically, like, sitting with all of your priorities, each as individual people, and, yes, seeing if it matches.
Yes.
And, like, maybe it doesn't, and you still have a great time together.
And, of course, you're going to have differences. But I think it's important to, like, look at those, even, like, stupid, materialistic, dumb things. Like, you need to, like, realize those things, because they're, the little things are what's important.
Yeah.
I think. Anyway, do you have any more?
No.
Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to our resolutions.
I'm curious, what, like, comment below what your guys' resolutions are. Yeah. And I know some people don't like them. Some people, like, don't like resolutions. I think we can all, you know, strive to be better. So whether you call them resolutions or just, like, things you would like to happen, comment below.
They can be small. They can be big.
Yeah.
Yeah. And comment down below what you would like to see from us this year.
Yeah.
I'd be really interested to see if you have any, like, video ideas, title ideas, even parallel ideas,
oh,
or
please,
things with the podcast. We're always open to feedback and constructive criticism, so hit us with some ideas and let us know your resolutions. I'm excited to chat in the comments.
Happy 2022.
Happy 2022. Let's get fired up, baby. Make Woo! Someone's day this week.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.